Ladies and gentlemen, if you could take your seats, we'd like to get the program started. If I could ask everybody to go ahead and find your seat, I'd appreciate it. Time for lunch, everybody. Okay, everybody, we need to get the program started. If you could go ahead and take your seats, I'd really appreciate it. Okay, folks, we need to get the program started. If you could go ahead and take your seats, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. If you could take your seats, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, folks, everybody, I'd like to get your attention. We do need to get the program underway. If you could take your seats after we get this picture. Thank you. Cool, thanks. Thank you, everybody. I am very sorry to have to cut the networking period a little bit short, but this is our annual chapter awards luncheon, so we have a few additional announcements. That's why we're getting things underway a little bit earlier than usual. I want to welcome everybody. My name is Gary Slack. I'm president of BMA here in Chicago. We've got, as always, a really terrific program today with Fritz Johnston, vice president of brand and advertising for Boeing. And we also have our some annual chapter awards that we need to hand out to acknowledge and recognize the terrific support we've received over the year from a number of members. I always like to begin by acknowledging our sponsors because, frankly, we couldn't put on events like this without the sponsors. And I'd like to start, first and foremost, as I always do, by thanking the Wall Street Journal and Paladin. We have Reggie Riley here from the Wall Street Journal. We have Brian Quinn. And from Paladin, we have J.D. Rendack. And we have Margaret Essery. I also want to acknowledge Freeman, which is our AV provider. And Bill Kubiak is here from Freeman. These are our premium sponsors, folks. And I'd like them actually to stand up and get a hand from everybody. Thank you. Reggie and JD, this is Sponsor Appreciation Day, too. It's not just chapter awards. We have a number of in-kind sponsors, including Source 4. And actually, I'd like to ask these sponsors to stand as I mention their names. Matt James with Source 4, Diane Dilger and Mike DeSirdis with Plum Productions. They create this terrific screen of activity that you see during the luncheon. A couple folks from Getty Images, Jamie Sachs, Ryan Mullen, and Kerry Blackman. Getty Images is our official imagery sponsor. Ed Erickson with Erickson Research, and Don Talland, who's one of our two writers who does just an absolutely terrific job doing write-ups on these luncheons that appear on the B-mail and on our website after every luncheon. If you all could stand up and if we could appreciate your sponsorship of BMA. I want to remind everybody that BMA's national annual conference is in Chicago. It doesn't come to Chicago every year, but it is here in Chicago at the Drake Hotel, June 10 through 12. And you all have a conference brochure at your table. So I hope you'll take it back, look at it, and register. Registration, frankly, is going very well. We're defying economic trends, and we expect to have a full house. So it really would be important, if you're interested in registering and being able to attend the conference, to do so soon. We also have a drawing today. Any member who joins or any non-member who joins BMA by June 1, you'll be entered into a drawing for a full conference registration, which is a value of $695 for members, $995 for non-members. Also want to remind you of one other upcoming event, which is our Windy City Biz Bash, our annual fundraiser and party. It's June 11th in the Ivy Room at Tree Studios. And I want to thank Karen Pittenger, our chair, our hardworking chair, and Vesna Arsic, who has served as vice chair this past year, along with an army of volunteers to bring this event to another very, what I know will be another very successful inclusion. I'd like to ask Karen, Vesna, all the volunteers who are helping with BizBash, as well as our sponsors, CareerBuilder, Google, Goose Island Brewery, and the Search Engine Strategies Conference, to stand up for another round of applause, if you all could. Thank you. Thank you so much, and please do try to attend the Biz Bash. It's always one of our most fun, most enjoyable events. Again, it's June 11, right in the middle of the National Conference, so it's very convenient for those of you who are attending the conference as well. So very quickly, we have four chapter awards to hand out: New Member of the Year, Member of the Year, Board Member of the Year, and our Proud Award. And I'd like to begin by announcing our New Member of the Year. This member joined BMA in November of 2008, immediately joined the BizBash committee, has organized and managed a comprehensive search for a new intern who will be working with us this summer. And along those lines, Christine Peretti, are you here? I'd like you to stand up. Christine is the newly hired BMA intern for the summer. It was a tough process. She emerged victorious, and she's graduating tomorrow, and we're expecting great things of her this summer. This same member, all the while of organizing this effort, acquired a new company and served as and took on the job of president over the last couple months. He's previously worked as marketing, vice president of marketing at Sears Holding, senior vice president of Citigroup, group vice president, home equity at Wells Fargo Bank. Please congratulate our new member of the year, Bruce Ulrich, president of Productive Displays. Bruce. I'd now like to announce our Member of the Year. The Member of the Year joined BMA in March 2005, and she's a very familiar face to many of us. She's always been exceptionally willing to lend a hand to our Executive Director, Marla Schrager. She joined the BizBash Committee 2 years ago, helped with media last year, and was team leader for the program ads this year. She also was a 2008 Gold Tower Award winner, and she is positioned to win again, and I think I just revealed something, Marla, I wasn't supposed to reveal. She's worked as a digital media strategist at Jack Morton Worldwide, as well as a producer and on-air personality at WQAM AM. So please congratulate Lori Pasler, producer, director, owner of Bluefish Productions. Lori? Thanks, Lori. And now for our Board Member of the Year. To know this award winner is to love him. He joined BMA in March of 2007 and the board literally a few months later in July of 2007. He was our luncheon speaker in 2007, and during that speech he said the following. He said, "Marketing for me is my passion. This is what I live for. When I wake in the morning, I want to be a marketing person. When I go to sleep at night, I want to be a marketing person. When I die, I want to be a marketing person. I want the best headstone and the best cemetery. I'm just a marketing geek. I love marketing. I love it." In that same talk, he also delivered a great definition of the role of marketing, one I use quite often. He said, "Marketing's job is to separate opportunity from distraction." Blew it there, but you get the idea. He took on the role of website chair in his second year on the board and continues that effort today. And yes, there are major web changes to come to BMA's website. His career in marketing has spanned 30 years. He will tell you he's on his 19th job at his 8th company, and he's been at his current company for 22 years, so he's had a lot of jobs in the same company. He started as a service technician and technical trainer, and worked his way up to Vice President of Marketing, and now is Worldwide Director of Web Programs. Please congratulate Tom Enspruchker of Schneider Electric Square D. Tom? Thanks, Tom. We have one more award, and I would like to invite last year's annual Proud Award winner, Gordon Hohalter, with Mobium. He's the managing partner of Mobium, to announce and present this year's Proud Award. Gordon?
As marketers, some of what we do is fleeting. That very successful direct campaign will probably be forgotten in 5 years. But if we are fortunate, some of what we do is lasting. It changes things. It makes a difference for a company or an organization and for its people. These are the things that last. The Proud Award is the most prestigious honor granted by the Chicago BMA. It is meant to recognize exceptional and continual contributions of time and expertise to the work of the association over a period of several years. In other words, it honors those who have made a lasting difference. In 1989, when our honoree joined BMA, the Chicago chapter had about 125 members, and a typical meeting had 30 or 40 people in attendance. Today, chiefly because of this person's exceptional efforts, we have more than 450 members and an average of 250 people each month at meetings like this one. For a lot of us who serve in volunteer organizations like BMA, we do what we can and we do the best we can. But for this man, Chicago BMA has been his crusade. He does whatever he can. He has changed things. In good times and hard times, he has tirelessly put in hundreds of hours of his personal time, his strategic vision, his talent, and the resources of his company to make the BMA chapter better. He has done it with extreme enthusiasm for connecting people with ideas. and as a result, he has raised the quality of our chapter luncheon presentations, our membership, and the organization as a whole. He is a passionate advocate for BMA wherever he goes and to whomever will listen, even when it means taking some flack. Always with dignity and conviction, he embodies the principle of pay it forward. After graduating from Dartmouth College with a degree in economics, he started his career in 1976 as a newspaper reporter, proving once again that all great human beings begin life as writers. The next year, he started an 11-year career at Omnicom with Doremus and Company and Porter Novelli. In 1988, he founded his own highly recognized and very successful agency. He is consistently on B2B Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people in B2B marketing, and he has served on the board of BMA Chicago continually since 2001, and as chapter president in 2001, 2002, 2002, 2003, and again in 2008 and 9. Some things we do last. For the lasting difference he has made, I am truly honored to introduce the chairman and chief experience officer of Slack Barsinger and this year's recipient of the Chicago Chapter's Proud Award, Gary Slack.
Well, I was planning just to come back up and say, please enjoy your lunch, and we will be back in 15 minutes. And that's my main message, but obviously I've got to say thank you. This is a total surprise. To be perfectly honest with you, the board made me think we had selected someone else. So I do want you to know that this is a total surprise. Thank you so much, and do enjoy your lunch. We will be back up again shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could get your attention, we'd like to get the program underway, please. We'd like to go ahead and start the program if I could get everybody's attention. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thanks very much. I also want to make an acknowledgement. I would acknowledge Gerard Design, which is here today. They've taken a full table. They have done a spectacular job on all the creative for our Biz Bash, our Windy City Biz Bash. I want to acknowledge them and also let you know that thanks to Gerard, there is a DeLorean sitting outside this building. Many of you probably passed by it wondering what it was all about, saying, is this a BMA deal? On your way out, you can have yourself photographed if you would like. I suspect many of you would, so the line will be long. Sitting in the DeLorean, photographed by a photographer who's been hired courtesy of Gerard Design. So, Carolyn, I want to thank you for all the great work you've done this year for Biz Bash, for being such a great member, and for this nice little touch at the end of the program today. Thank you very much. I just have one more announcement, and then you're going to be done with me for the day. As all of you know, especially those of you who are BMA members, we had an election last week. And I'm pleased to announce that the entire 2009-10 slate put forth by the nominating committee was unanimously elected. And I want to acknowledge two people in particular, our executive vice president-elect, Linda Meenan, who is the chief marketing officer of Wildman Herald, a national law firm based in Chicago. who's also served as our longtime treasurer, a role that's been taken over by Ed Russ, last month's wonderful speaker. She's been a board member for some time and a BIA member for even a longer period of time. I want to thank Linda for assuming that role. Obviously, she will succeed our president-elect in the 2010-2011 year. And I want to congratulate our president-elect, Suzanne Martin, who is Senior Director, Home and Networks Mobility, North American Marketing for Motorola. This past year's Executive Vice President, I don't know what I would have done without you. Prior to that, VP, and prior to that, Chairman of our Membership Committee, a board member for quite some time, and a BIA member for an equally long period of time. Suzanne and Linda, if you could both stand up. These are your leaders of this chapter for the coming year. Well, with that, I'm delighted to introduce, I'm just really delighted that Rita Athus, who's the Executive Director of Rural Business Chicago, could be with us today to introduce Fritz Johnston. Now, Rural Business Chicago, as many of you know, is a public-private partnership formed by Mayor Daley in 1999 to serve as an advocate to bring business to Chicago and to keep it here. As many of you know, the Rural Business Chicago organization had just a little something to do with Boeing choosing Chicago to relocate to earlier in the decade. Rita came to Rural Business Chicago in 2007 after serving as Mayor Daley's Deputy Chief of Staff for External Affairs for 10 years. Prior to that, she served as the Executive Director of the Northwest Municipal Conference. She also serves as VP of Planning of the Chicago Metropolitan Agency and is an Executive Council member of Chicago 2016. Please welcome Rita Athus. Rita.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm really pleased to be here. I cannot believe the energy and enthusiasm in this room, and I wish I could bottle it and take it with me for the rest of the day. You obviously enjoy your work and you enjoy these meetings. I am very pleased to be here and honored to be able to introduce our speaker. And I think it's really appropriate that I have the opportunity to do that for two main reasons. First, our speaker is part of the elite Boeing corporate team, and having Boeing's corporate headquarters here in Chicago and having a call home has been just a great thing for us for two reasons, because of the jobs that it brings and also because of the professional opportunities it provides for people who live here and for the professional services that Boeing would be using. But probably even more important to the jobs and the financial benefits are the intangible benefits of having a corporation like Boeing here in Chicago. As you know, Boeing has really added to Chicago's image as a global city, and our speaker today has played a preeminent role in doing that. Fritz Johnston is the Vice President for Brand Management and Advertising for Boeing, the world's largest aerospace company and one of the world's best-known brands. His responsibilities include brand strategy with oversight responsibilities for Boeing corporate advertising, reputation research, corporate identity, sponsorships, and the Boeing stores. I had the honor of sitting next to Fritz, and we had a very quick conversation at lunch. I tried to get some secrets from him that I could share with you, but he wasn't real forthcoming in that. But was very forthcoming was his passion and the fact that he has been at Boeing since 1973. Has held a he told me he's also been married for the same amount of time, which that's a pretty significant achievement there, too. He's held a variety of jobs while he was there. Two that I'd like to note are, first of all, in August of 1997, he was successful in bringing together and blending McDonald's and Boeing into one corporate signature. And then in 2001, Johnston had oversight responsibilities for the branding of the new headquarters building in Chicago. I can personally attest to how well that oversight responsibility was handled. The Boeing brand and image and its association with Chicago has paid dividends for us. Boeing's well-respected global image has enhanced Chicago's global image. In my office, I actually have a poster which says, "Boeing and Chicago soar together." It's a big part of that positive statement is Fritz and his contribution to Boeing. And so I am very pleased to introduce today's keynote speaker, and I know that you're looking forward to hearing him just as I am, Fritz Johnston.
How are you?
Thank you.
Great to meet you.
Hello. I'm going to acknowledge a few groups before I start here. Sitting right over here is Draft FCB. Draft FCB, I also see some folks over here, I apologize. I'm going to ask you to stand up in a minute. Sandy and Sam, have your team stand up. I just want to acknowledge it. I want to acknowledge passion. Now, come on. I want to acknowledge this group because on a day-to-day basis, they hold the bar very, very high. They have a tremendous amount of passion to take the Boeing brand to a new place, and they're absolutely incredible collaborators. Thank you. And I assume everybody can hear me. That's a good thing. Second group I want to acknowledge is my Boeing associates. And I want them to stand up. Please. Now, why do I want to acknowledge these folks? I work with them every day. They put up with me, number one. Two, they work harder than I work. And they have the passion to get it done right the first time. And I cannot thank you enough. And I appreciate you being here to support me. And thanks, team. The last group is the whole entire room. So I know you didn't come to hear Fritz Johnston. I think you came here to hear something about the Boeing brand. Because the brand precedes me by many, many decades. Even though I've been with the company 35 years, 36 years, there's so much passion and history in the Boeing brand. And I thank you for coming here, and you paid good money to come here to listen to me. But I think you really came to listen to where we're at with the Boeing brand. And so I'm going to give you my perspective and a little history on that as we move through this presentation. But it's not about me. It's about we at Boeing. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Gene's smiling at me. He knows what that means. Anyway, here's a round of applause for you. So do you mind if I move around? Because I like to move around. I like to see what's happening out there. I mentioned that I still have a lot of gas in my tank. I mean, I really feel like I could go a long, long ways farther with the Boeing brand. And fortunately, I got invited back to Chicago to do that. One of the things I want to show, see this right here? This is Boeing's workspace. This is Boeing's playground. This is the stratosphere. This is what excites our people. In this particular case, today we're going to talk about one brand, one look, one company. One is a big emphasis, but it really is a lot about we. So I'm going to show you a couple things. There we go. First of all, it is a never-ending journey. In order to understand what we equals one, I need to take you backwards a little bit. I entered the Boeing Company in 1973. I was in a small graphic design group. I was a production paste-up artist. And one of the first things you realize is there's many silos within Boeing and many small organizations within Boeing. And within that group, there's a tremendous amount of camaraderie and there's a tremendous amount of working together. But outside that group, there's less of it. During that time, this is 1973, did a little exploration on how many business cards do we have at Boeing that look completely different. 250 different business cards, over 300 different kinds of stationery. Our vehicles came in a rainbow of colors, everything from black to green to blue. I think there were even a couple pink ones out there. It was just bizarre how, from a graphic design standpoint, we were not taking advantage of more of a one look. Every vice president and general manager in the corporation could sign their buildings in any way that they chose to, as long as they used the Boeing name in it. So on one building, you would see Boeing Commercial Airplane Group. On another one, you'd see Boeing Military Airplane Group. On another one, you'd see Boeing Computer Services, and never in the same style. When we went to air shows, we went as individual companies, and none of the exhibits looked the same. Okay, we're going to fast forward. We're going to fast forward to 1985. New CEO in the company. New CEO says, we're one company. We ought to look that way. Bingo. 250 business cards suddenly go down to one set of business cards. one set of stationery, one set of forms. We develop international signage system for the whole entire corporation. Everything starts to tether together much more effectively. We're starting to look at going to exhibits as one company, but we're not quite there yet. Okay? Very, very fascinating process. This is 1985. The mergers took place. When the mergers took place, this is where corporate identity took a shift to a more strategic place called brand strategy. They started to leverage corporate identity as a mechanism and a tool for suggesting all of the 160,000 people at Boeing begin to work more closely together. Okay, so I want to tell you a little story. And Julie reminded me to tell us, well, we had this discussion, that is that we are much more in this room than just visual branders. What we do sets the psychology for how people work together. This gets down to where we are today. The we equals one. We are in a fight with our company to be the best integrated aerospace company in the world. If we do this effectively, we will stay in the yellow pages. If we do not, we will not. That's how challenging it is. So we is really about it's the psychology of how we work together. And so what I want to do today is I wanted to walk you through some examples of the kind of work that we do as marketeers, as communicators, as advertisers, what we can do to help shape this oneness. I find it very interesting, too. Gene and I talked about this on the way to an event one night. It isn't just Boeing right now that's on a we course. The world needs to look at things from a we perspective. And what better country in the world to help make that happen than the United States? We just happen to be, our headquarters are here, but it's just an amazing opportunity for all of us. You look out here and you see a tremendous amount of diversity of people. One of the things that Boeing is trying to do is be inclusive, diverse, open, and integrated. Not diversive. That is not a fun process, you guys. That is a difficult process. That means we're going to sit at the table, we're going to talk about things, and we may disagree. But at the end of the day, we will have listened to different perspectives, we will end up in a better place, and we will solve problems more effectively. Not necessarily quicker, but sometimes a quick fix is not the answer. A more integrated and diverse set of thoughts on something is going to last a lot longer, there's going to be buy-in on it, and it's so important, at least for our brand. So this is a never-ending journey. So we equals one. I'm going to touch on a couple things. One vision. I'm going to talk about one advertising strategy, a one advertising theme, and then ultimately, at the end of the day, hopefully, I've portrayed our company as a company with passion, with different points of view, headed towards a we and a one company. Making sense? Shake your heads. Yeah. My passion. Okay. Okay. Vision. Vision's been around a little over 10 years. People working together as a global enterprise for aerospace leadership. It's a little long. It can be a little bit controversial in the company, but one thing everybody resonates to in this is people working together. Global enterprise, no argument. We are becoming much more of a global enterprise than we ever have before. What we sometimes struggle with is the word aerospace. Are we bigger than aerospace? Can we define aerospace? And I always tell people, it's okay to talk about those things because that's what we're going to figure out. Where we're going to go next has a lot to do with this. What's important about this is we have a place to go to for all of our employees, and even though it's a little bit long, it indicates what the vision of the company is. We're going to be 100 years old in 2016. Not a lot of companies can say that. And part of this journey right now is all about the we and the one. So, the Boeing DNA. How do you figure out what your DNA is? This is a really interesting process. I wish Ann Toulouse were here because she sent me on this journey. She used to be my boss. She sat up here one time and spoke to this group. But she also gave us the assignment to figure out what the Boeing DNA is. First thing you got to realize is you can't figure that out yourself. You got to hire somebody who has expertise in extracting information and helping you define who you are. So we hired a company from outside. They spent a better part of a year investigating, you know, what in our history, in our present day, and where we're going to go, what is, it's ringing. What does the Boeing DNA stand for. It took us a better part of a year. We finally got buy-in. And it's not something we publicize in the company because you don't have to, because this is who our people are. I am going to do the briefest explanation of this, and then I will tell you, if you ever want to spend some time with me, an hour or so, I'll give you the longer version, because there's a great story behind this. I like to think of this as a three-legged stool. Three-legged stool, if you take any one leg away at any given moment, you wobble, okay? So we really rely on these three different elements. But at any given moment, you dial one up more than the other. What does enterprising spirit mean? Why we do it. This gets back to, and I'm going to give you a real simple explanation for this. I hope it catches. The passion to do the impossible and the business acumen to deliver on it. So it's not just about having a great idea or a dream. You got to make sure that that dream can be fulfilled in such a way so that the Boeing company stays in business. We have a university, Boeing Leadership Center, where we teach business acumen, where we have people that are passionate, but do they have the management tools that make sense to ensure that we can deliver on our brand in such a way that we stay in business? Huge part of it. Precision performance. Anybody fly on a plane? So all the people at Boeing have families who produce airplanes, and you don't think that we do everything in our power to make those planes as safe as we can? That's a passion of ours. Precision performance has to do with the safety of our products, whether it be for on the military side for a fighter jet, commercial airplanes, or a space vehicle. This is all about the rigor that we put into the engineering and the operations to ensure we have a very, very safe product. Butted up right against that is the notion of how do we do our business? Do we do it in a way that we're very ethical, with a lot of integrity? Every day we stress this. Do we fall down every once in a while on something like this? We have. And I will always say, we went through a really tough time about 4 years ago. We all know, particularly the people here at Boeing. Maybe you all don't, but we had a couple of executives that had to leave the company at the very highest level. And I always sat down with people after that and I said, you know what? If you look at our core, who we are, you can take a punch in the gut. A great brand can take a punch in the gut. It can go down to its knees, but it won't go all the way down to the floor. We did not. We rose up above it, and we're back on a track where ethics is such an important part of what we do. It is part of what the Boeing culture is. Ethical, integrity, and then this idea of the precision performance that we put into our products. Defining the future. So defining the future is like looking over the horizon. And it's a very, very difficult thing to do, but we believe by working with teams around the world, and literally, we'll start a problem in the morning on the East Coast, and by the end of the day, we'll throw it off to Russia, it may spin off to Japan, and by the time we get in the morning, we're working towards a worldwide solution, a very, very diverse team of people to help define that future. And we take big risks, and sometimes they don't pan out, and that's okay, because that's still at our passion. And so it's very, very important. Very, very important. These are the elements that make our Boeing people tick. Okay? One advertising strategy. This is where I want to acknowledge, and I learned this from the agency. If you're going to produce great advertising, what you need to do is you need to have one thing. And that one thing is a filter that you look through when you're doing your creative and your production. If you don't have that, you start to stray. And this is what this advertising team has taught me. And so our big thing, particularly with our TV ads, is people working together, going right back to our vision, do amazing things. And what we're really trying to do with our advertising, different than what we've done before, is we're putting our employees out in front of our products rather than making our products the hero of the ads. And we actually did some research. And a little bit later on, I'm going to show you the contrast between where we were, where we're at today, and how we've changed the impressions of how of the Boeing employees and our commitment to our people. This is a very, very important thing. We come back to it all the time. One advertising theme. So, okay. I get asked this question all the time. 160,000 people in the Boeing company. How'd you pick 16 people for your ads? We have four ads. How do you pick 16 people for that? And I say, as Julie will attest to, very carefully, it is not an easy process. First thing you do is you ask people to identify individuals who look to be in the company 3 to 5 years. They have a stellar record. And then you have to think about how we want to present ourselves as very diverse. And so we want to have a collection of people who are in these ads. And we literally go through a casting, and we had 250 people from the different locations around the company go to our creative services organizations and get cast. And when I say that, we ask, somebody comes in for a 30-minute screening, we cast you, you say a few things, and then we turn around and give these 250 to the agency. The agency, in turn, skinnies it down to 30. You take 30 people from across the company who've never met one another, and you bring them to Southern California, to Hollywood. And you go through 30 takes with them on the lines that they have in your commercial. The most important thing that happened out of that, other than great ads, was the camaraderie that was built with these people. And it took me back to see how they connected with one another. And they stayed friends. Never met each other at all. The other thing, we have a defense commercial, we have a technology commercial, we have a commercial, meaning Boeing commercial airplanes. And then we also have what we call an Omni. And one of the things we told everybody is because you're with the commercial airplane company, that does not mean you're going to be in the commercial airplane commercial. So it's really Boeing people. We're trying to break down those silos, and that was a real strong way of doing that. Very, very important part of our strategy. So the other thing is, that's why we're here. We purposely said, let's not make that a tagline. Let's not make these people heroes that are in the commercials. But one of the interesting things, if you wander around Boeing and you're sitting in all these different meetings, what you'll hear people say, even before these commercials came out, they would say, that's why I'm here. And so this really was part of our culture, and we listened, the agency listened to this, and now what we've done is we've made it into a theme, not a tagline, because we don't want to make it into a tagline. It's just the way we speak at Boeing. So, hang off one second, I see where I'm at. Not quite, guys, not quite. Because what I want to do is I want to express something. I didn't mean all you guys. I meant those guys back there. You're going to see 4 ads that really have the theme, that's why we're here. And then the agency convinced me to share with you our tribute ads, which are quite different in terms of it doesn't feature employees, but it gets right back to that passion and that respect that we have for tribute ads. And I wanted to share that with you as well. Now we're ready. Thank you.
We know why we're here. To redefine air travel for a new generation.
To ensure our forces are safer and stronger. To take the world we share to tomorrow and beyond.
Around the globe, the people of Boeing are working together to make a difference.
That's why we're here.
We know why we're here, to stand behind all who serve.
To deliver the technologies vital to freedom.
To help carry hope to those in need.
Around the globe, the people of Boeing are working together for what matters most.
That's why we're here.
We know why we're here. To build a new generation of airplanes to connect the world.
Airplanes that fly cleaner and farther on less fuel.
And make non-stop travel possible to more places.
Around the globe, the people of Boeing are working together to bring us together.
That's why we're here.
Design the future of flight, inside and out.
To build tomorrow's technology in amazing ways. And reshape the science of aerospace forever.
Around the globe, the people of Boeing are working together for the dreams of generations to come.
That's why we're here.
I volunteered.
I was drafted.
I enlisted.
I was nervous.
And there I was in Asia.
Europe.
The Gulf.
And I saw things.
Incredible things.
And people you never forget.
I did my job.
For my country.
My buddies.
For total strangers.
And I was proud.
So grateful.
For my family.
My freedom.
For all who served and all who serve, we can never thank them enough.
That last one always gets me a little. Great story behind it. Call Gene sometime, he'll tell you. Working on this TV commercial for Martin Luther King, we've been struggling a little bit with it. They're coming up with some great ideas. I'll make this short. Gene's daughter had visited Springfield, the Lincoln Memorial, was it? The museum, excuse me. And 4 years ago, and she bought a little jersey that said Future President on it. She came down in the morning. She was wearing it at breakfast. He immediately went into the office, and that's where that advertisement came from. I mean, it's so powerful. It's great stuff. So, we're an engineering company, right? What do engineers love? Measurement. You can't do ads unless you measure them ahead of time, afterwards, during, everything that you can do in order to keep your program sold. We are not against that at Boeing. We have learned to live in that environment, and unless you measure it, then you don't get to continue to go forward. This is a slide that has been converted for marketeers. The ones that we show the engineers are much more detailed. You don't need to see those. Believe me, there's like 4, 5, 6, 10 deep. But we do ad impact and we do ad in a recall. This is about ad impact. This set of ads is called That's Why We're Here. The previous set of ads, what was called Forever New Frontiers. It was really focused on technology and product. Our new CEO said he wanted to put the people in front of the product. He wanted a real emphasis on the individuals. That's why we're here came from. As a result of that, if you look over here, when we measured it, 65% over the 2006 versus 2008 campaign. Totally different campaigns. But you saw employee commitment come up dramatically in terms of our target audience, which we go and ask questions of, impact-wise, they saw huge uptake in terms of employee commitment. Caring, another huge uptake. And global, which was kind of a bonus for us. We didn't realize that was going to happen, but it did take place. Now, I will tell you, technology and innovation still was high. It came down just slightly. Just slightly. Not enough, because I asked Jerry Verghese, who's our research guy, did it come down such that it was significant and it hurts our image? The answer was no. Because that's what the engineers asked right away. How badly did we get hurt as a result of that? So, huge difference for us here. And it continues to deliver, and we track it every year. very, very important part of our efforts. And then we ask our employees, did an internal survey. And probably the most important one, overall, does this campaign appeal to you? 9 out of 10 employees. There's always somebody that's unhappy, but they're basically unhappy with life. It happens out there. So I'm looking for that person. I know they're not on my team, but showcases product benefits, showcases employees' commitment. We knocked it out of the ballpark here. Felt so, so good. Okay, let's see what we got next. Oh, this we're going to do this really, really quickly. Jim Newcomb, member of our staff here, he stood up a little earlier, led this effort last year on how do we take what we're trying to do with our advertising and then how do we deliver more on our collateral, our exhibits, and all the things that we use in the company that go out either to our employees or to our customers and suggest even more so than ever we are one brand. Jim is one member of the team. There's many, many different people here in the company. The biggest part of this is they're buying in. And it's not easy. You got to be relentless. You got to be inclusive. You got to be diverse. You got to always be there to answer the tough questions. And there's always somebody who's never going to like it. That's that one person. Okay? But we are making huge progress in this area, and it's really, really powerful. So I'm going to show you a couple examples. This is our one package. This is, goes out to all creative services people, goes out to all of our partners, including the advertising agencies and the design firms that we work with. Metaphor is here. They do our annual report. Came over and they got an orientation on this. It's called a one package, and in it, it has little cards, and it really defines where we're trying to go with the brand. Not necessarily just from a standard standpoint, but from elevating to a more compelling imagery for Boeing, and it's certainly a more consistent one. So this is the package that everybody gets. And then here's some examples. This is our annual report. And yes, we do use the sky. It is, like I said, it is our workplace, and we use it often. Here's an example of a web page for environmental. Here's an example of an exhibit. I think this one happens to be the Farnborough Air Show. Won a huge award in Chicago last month here in the B2B area for this exhibit. Huge, huge thing for the Boeing Company. A little brochure done on this. The brochure that was done on the exhibit itself, just kind of capturing it, knock your socks off. Just beautiful. A lot about biofuels and what we're trying to do in this new world where we face real challenges in terms of the environment. Another example, this happens to be, you know, collateral for our defense side of the business. This happens to be collateral for our commercial side of the business. Slight differences, but guess what? Looks like it comes from at least the same company. And it's not just about the standard, plug in the Boeing in the left-hand corner. It's compelling imagery, good use of type, good use of white space, and we're working it hard. Arrow Magazine, beautiful publication. Goes outside the company. We have an advertising landing page now. Woohoo! So when people go to our ads, they actually go to a place that's more promotional rather than informational in the Boeing Company. Jerry Verghese led this effort. Used research to help tell our engineers and a lot of our executive management that this was an important place for us to develop a more promotional site for Boeing. So at the very end, I'm going to show you a video. That video goes on this site. More aspirational kinds of things that are more promotional in nature, rather than all the detailed information that Boeing is so good at providing. We're also trying to provide that other side, that left and right side. Internal. Ruth, big part of your effort here. Absolutely fantastic. How are we photographing employees now? We're getting closer in. We're making them much more authentic. In our videos, we don't use teleprompters anymore. Wow, that was a huge and dramatic change for people at Boeing. We don't use teleprompters. We actually give them the questions ahead of time, and we interview them. And we interview them for 45 minutes, and we pull out 30 seconds. But we got that other stuff set aside, and we can use it in other videos and such. We are really pushing hard on getting our people and trying to present them in the most authentic, engaging way possible. Huge credit for this team. Another example of employee communications. We have a Frontiers publication. It's an internal publication. And this is a one-for-all article. It's about the effort that Jim Newcomb led. And it is the one branding. And I had reprints made, and I left them in the office so you don't get them. I apologize for that. I really was going to bring them over because I really think it's a good story about what we're trying to accomplish. If you really want one, get to Gary. I will certainly get you some copies. So really, really powerful. Powerful because it not only tells you by working as one, you can change the way we present ourselves to our customers, but you reduce cost and you build the brand. This is really logical stuff, but you've got to get a lot of people on board to make it happen. So the next thing I'm going to you're going to see a video. The video that you're going to see is called What Others Dream We Do. Again, it's all Boeing employees. It's an internal piece that was developed to engage people and have them aspire to drive towards the one brand. I think it's a really powerful piece, but we'll take a peek at it. You be the judge. There you go.
We are a global company in a global economy, in a business that really can make the world a better place. We aspire to be the best and best integrated aerospace company in the world.
The Boeing Company's pride, its commitment, its quality, its craftsmanship.
Boeing people every day are shaping the science of aerospace through customer-inspired innovation.
The people are amazing. The intellectual capital that we have is astounding.
Having people from different cultures, different backgrounds, they all contribute to a better product.
Enterprising spirit, precision performance, and defining a future rather than reacting to one.
There are no limits to what the people of Boeing can achieve when we work together as one team for a common goal.
We have a very special relationship with the men and women who serve in the U.S. and allied forces all around the world.
At this company, I think we're really driven to continuously improve not only our products, but our processes.
Our job is to provide them with the products and services they need to do their job safely and effectively.
We are giving our troops the technology that they need and the capabilities that they need.
Knowing that we're serving the men and women who are defending our freedom is really a big deal for us.
Many of our products, usually designed to protect and defend, are used in humanitarian efforts in places of need.
If I'm at air show or something that's showing off our products, I'm proud to see our planes flying by the crowd. You know, I am a part of that product.
We believe that people want to fly directly, nonstop, point to point, on the most fuel-efficient family of aircraft in the world.
This is the place where dreams are made.
I'm not only proud of what we do, I'm amazed by what we do.
It's majestic to see it climbing up into the sky, flying away, and you know you're part of that.
Boeing continues to bring that magic and to bring people together in the world.
It's really through our people, our technology, and our innovation that we're redefining air travel.
What others dream, we do.
We are going to be bringing products in the future that will serve the world in ways that people can't even imagine.
We will adapt and grow with our markets, responding to our customer needs with innovation and inspiration.
We know why we're here.
Connect and protect.
To reshape and redefine.
To design.
To build and deliver.
To dare.
To imagine.
And to dream.
That's why we're here.
There you go. Thanks for allowing me to tell that story.
Thank you for telling it. With all that great work we just saw, can anybody wonder why this man has stayed with Boeing as long as he has, 35 years. Congratulations. Just marvelous. We have a fair amount of time for questions. I'd just like maybe to kick it off with one question, and then we have people going through the room with lavalier, with mics to take your questions. Fritz, you said that the decision, the impetus for focusing on your people started with your CEO.
Yeah.
And I think we can all imagine perhaps what he had in the back of his mind, but what was he trying to achieve when he sent you down this course?
That's a great question. You know, I can't specifically say what Jim had in mind, but I've worked closely enough with him to say that it was very interesting when he saw the first set of ads. He said, "You guys have really, really done a great job." You got to understand, he came in from the outside. He was on our board. And when he looked at the ads, he said, "These are wonderful ads. In fact, they're so perfect, they worry me a little bit because we've taken the humanity out of our brand." He says, "There's three things I want you to do. One, I want people in front of the product." That was number one. Number two, I do not want to make them heroes. And that was very, very important, because if you make heroes, then you defeat the we equals one. The other thing he said was, "I hate the music." And he says, "I want something more human. I want something that's very catchy. I want a crescendo. And I want to see the Boeing signature, or what we call the Boeing logo, in the first 5 seconds of the ad." And all the ads that we had before, as wonderful as they were, we signed them off Boeing, but you did not see the Boeing logo in them. So, you know, are these as polished as our first set of ads Forever New Frontier that he had looked at? Not quite from a technical production standpoint, but boy, did the Boeing company employees embrace these. And then we started to get, you know, feedback, and everybody loves the music. So you'll notice the tone of the music for the ads, and then you notice the internal piece that we just shared with you at the end, "What Others Dream We Do," a line that the agency came up, which I think is really powerful. There's a real similarity. So our bank of music right now is very inspirational. It has a real human touch to it. And so long answer, but that's how I would answer it.
And I just have to ask one quick one. How long is the line at your door of employees wanting to be in the next round of commercials?
Great question. Long. Julie's saying long. In fact, we're going to do another commercial here very shortly. It's an environmental spot. I hope I'm not jinxing ourselves, because it's in the works. And people are really accustomed to this now. And the environmental group came forward and said, "We just want environmental people in the ad from across the company." And we said, "Well, that's not fair. It's all about Boeing people." But we'll try to get a couple of them in there. And we are going to try to do that. But people want to be in the ads. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael Krause.
Good to see you.
You too.
Great work. I mean, brilliant work. And you're obviously a great motivator of people.
Oh, thanks.
So congrats. I have a question about the challenge you have of marketing to a small number of decision makers in the public sector. And could you enlighten us as marketers? I mean, how do you do that? You go from one administration to another. You sell all over the world into the public sector. What's it like? How do you do it?
You know, the agency, of course, is at the table with us on this. But, you know, we define our target audience. It's pretty simple. 35 to 65, influencers, usually making over $100,000, $150,000 a year. They're going to be watching the cable shows. They're going to be watching MSNBC. I'm pointing at you because you saw that in the ad we were talking about a little bit earlier. And those are people that we want to keep our image out in front of to say, we have a committed group of employees. We're going to be around for a long time. We're building our brand. We're not trying to sell an Apache, a C-17, a commercial airplane jet. We're not trying to do that. What we're trying to do is build the brand in these people's minds so that if they have a decision to make, we have a positive image. So, cool. Oh, wait a sec. Hang on. We also have the Boeing stores. So, I don't mean to hurt anybody, but I'm going to try to get this to you. Oh, yeah, well, it was maybe not such a good idea. look at this, watch this. Oh, you can put this little pouch afterwards. Here, little pouch afterwards. So, pass the pouches around. Woohoo! Woohoo! Go ahead. Ooh. I should let Jim Newcomb do it. Look out! Oh, my gosh!
I'm sorry.
So, there is a little bit of a fun side to Boeing. We're a pretty serious company, but here comes the 777. Woohoo!
Hey, it flies.
That'll be the 8. Any rate.
Other questions? We have time for a few more. Lynn Hazen.
Hi.
Hi,
given
Lynn.
That Boeing is a global brand, and your competition is also a global brand, and it's always the race between the number of planes that you each sell.
Yeah.
What are you now doing differently in terms of how you're using your new campaign to bring the sales back to the United States?
Wow. I'm not sure I can. I'll give you the Fritz Johnston perspective. But first of all, huge respect for our competitors. Airbus turns out an absolutely great product. And we're only going to talk the commercial side here. And we respect that. They chose to produce a very, very large airplane called a 380. We chose to go a different direction with the 787, point-to-point, okay, which we all basically love. They fell on some tough times. They're 2 years behind in delivery. We fell on some hard times. We're 2 years behind delivery. We're about to fly. Okay, getting close to that. But we have a backlog of 840 airplanes. They have a backlog of less than 200. Strategy. We chose a different direction than they did, and we were fortunate at this time, at least, to be in a position where we may be able to regain that number one position in commercial airplanes. But we respect them so much. What happens to Airbus today could happen to Boeing tomorrow. And so we're always very, 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 very respectful of our competitors. There's basically two competitors out there. On the horizon, there's several countries that are interested in getting into this. There is China, there is Russia, Japan perhaps, and India. And what they're going to do is they're going to get into what we call the low end of the market, and then they're going to start to come after the higher end market or the mid market, and that is going to be competitive. So we need to watch our partnerships. We need to figure out the right way forward, or we won't be in the phone book.
Another question, please. Are there any others? I wanted to ask just one. At the highest level, global, horizontal, fabulous campaign, as we all know. What leeway? Boeing is, of course, known for having many different business units. What opportunities or leeway did business units have to do anything of their own at their level to support this effort within their own units?
None whatsoever. No. Here's the great news. The great news about this one is our CEO, Jim McNerney, owns these advertisements. And he watches over them. And if somebody else wants to do something, that's okay. But they have to come through our office. We have to work with him. We have to make sure it's the right thing to do for the Boeing company. Okay? Now, we get asked this all the time. How can I be unique within Boeing? You're homogenizing us with the collateral, with the exhibits and everything. And I said, you are unique because you are a C-17. You are unique because you are an Apache. You are unique because you're a 787. Nobody in the world can own those brands. You can photograph those in such a way that they are absolutely the most dynamic that they can be. And even within the Boeing company, you start to separate yourself. The second thing is you can develop your own message that's relevant to your customer, and it's relevant to your product, and that's how you start to separate yourself. But at the end of the day, we don't want somebody thinking of integrated defense systems or commercial airplanes. What do we want to have them think of? Boeing. It's just simple. It's Boeing. Because that's what you get recognized. That's where we are a master brand. We are not a house of brands. We are a branded house. It saves us money. It allows us to get out with new products without a lot of cost associated with that. It's great for recruitment. It's a powerful way for us to express ourselves as a B2B. Doesn't take anything away from those brands that are out there that are houses of brands. But that's more business to consumer, consumer types of ads. So. Want a couple more?
Sure.
Who wants one? I'm going to see if I... Oh. I'm going to try. Oh, just hand it to her. I like the long distance ones. Woo! How about over here? Anybody want one? Oh, almost got the chandelier. Another one? Woo! Oh. You know? Oh. At any rate, thank you guys so
thank
much.
Thank you.
You did such a good job, and I met you earlier, so one more job for you. I'm the raffle lady, and today...
Vesna
Arsic, whatever. I'm my own brand, and today we have dinner at one of the Levy restaurants, as well as theater tickets to Mark's Gospel, which is a play at the Mercury Theater on Southport. That's it. And here's our raffle.
So I bought some raffle tickets.
And all you have to do, is pick the winner.
Okay, the winner. And the winner is.
I hope it's not you, because I know you gave me money.
I did.
Do you want to get in the speaker?
I'm on the speaker.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Do you want to call it out?
No.
Would it make you feel good?
You do it.
624-146. Must be mine.
What do we do if no one shows up?
We go to another one?
Yes, go to another one.
Okay.
Are you sure? Nobody has it out there?
Okay. Oh, also Giordano's.
Oh. One more.
There we go. 624-077. Really?
We got a winner.
All right, come on up here.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite people.
Yeah. So, this is all you get. Congratulations. There you go. Well deserved. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And one thing I have to say. Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate
you. Bet.
One last thing I have to say. I have to give a shout out to Bob, the photographer. I owe you $15.
Bob, don't leave the office. Up there.
Ron, sorry.
Ron.
I'm just going to
sneak this. Oops.
At the end of every luncheon, as everybody knows, at the end of every luncheon, Fritz, don't go too far, we do a little homework. We talk to our speaker's assistants, sometimes their spouses. And we learned about you, Fritz, that you love a good bottle of scotch.
Oh, doggone. You must have talked to the agency.
This is, maybe that's what we talked to. This is a very nice bottle of Glen Mangaray.
Thanks, you guys.
I think I botched that.
So, thank you. Here's the great news. I didn't eat breakfast. I just barely touched my lunch. Got meetings the rest of the day. When I get home, one snort, I'm going to be in a happy mood.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hope to see you all June 10 through 12 at the BMA National Conference. And our June luncheon is with Al Sautil, the Vice President of Marketing of Navistar, on Thursday, June 11th at the Drake Hotel. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.